This is Colourful Radio.
Kick off with one of my favourite films of last year. I saw it last year, but it only gets released on Friday. It's called Slumdog Millionaire.
Uh-huh.
It's a film set in India, and it's set around the quiz show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Right.
Yeah, it's about a boy called Dev, who is one question away from winning 20 million rupees, which is the top prize in their version of the show. And what happens is the quiz host, the host of the show, gets suspicious that this guy, who's a charwala, i.e. makes tea in a call centre that takes calls from UK customers, it's one of the funniest things when you see the call centre, is actually cheated to actually get so far.
He cheated?
No.
Okay.
So he gets arrested. Uh-huh. And while under interrogation, he explains as to how he goes about answering these questions. Mm-hmm. And what happens is it flashbacks to his earlier life, and all the 10 questions leading up to the final question, he's got the answers from just seminal pieces in his life. So the first question he's asked a question about who's on a $100 note, Rosemary?
I don't know. Who is?
Benjamin Franklin.
Right, thank you.
And in the film, it relates how he finds out that. And like I said, I love this film. It's a real feel-good film. Mm-hmm. It's kind of modern-day fable. It's about struggling, about trying to get out from your circumstances, and trying to better yourself. And it's such... When I saw this in October, I knew nothing about it. Literally, it was the closing film of the London Film Festival.
Right.
All I knew, it was a new Danny Boyle film, the guy who made Trainspotting. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking it was going to be something completely different.
Yes.
Completely different type of thing. And I was blown away by this film. It's so good. It's so good on so many levels. The performances are great. The camera work and the lighting is superb. Mm-hmm. It's got a real vibrant colour scheme on it.
Has it got any Bollywood type of dancing for me? Because I like all that, Emerson.
No. It's nothing to do with Bollywood at all. It's about the new modern India, really.
Right,
about how India is changing. It's changing from a kind of third world, I'd use that term advisedly, to a first
developing
world.
Developing country.
A developing country. Mm-hmm. You can see how Mumbai itself, Bombay as was, is changing from a kind of city of old slums, where they're clearing the slums and building high-rise towers for people like that. And it's a really great film. It's one of those films, right, that if you know nothing about it, you go into it, it's 2 hours long, and you feel good about yourself and about being a human being.
Oh wow,
I really love this film. It's a real feel-good film. I can't recommend it highly enough, really.
I need to see this film because I mean I'm holding the Metro at the moment, and it says the feel-good film of the decade.
I guess 2009.
Wow. And it says brilliant in a million different ways.
Oh, yeah.
4 Golden Globe nominations.
Yeah.
My goodness. I have to see this. I do.
In fact, you know what? I've got a sneaking suspicion on February the 22nd, that this film is going to win the Best Picture this year.
Really?
I've got a sneaking suspicion.
Oh, how exciting. I don't even recognise any of the actors here on the poster.
None of the actors you would recognise as such. The only one you might do is there's the lead character who was in a British soap called Skins, teenage thing on E4 that I don't know anything about. Someone told me about that.
Yes, I see him now, I do. Yeah. I'm looking at his face now.
And anybody who knows Indian films will know Irfan Khan, who plays the inspector, the guy who interrogates him in the future. They might know Irfan Khan because he's quite well known in Bollywood films and such. But apart from that, none of the lead actors you would know as such. It has one of the most striking women that you're likely to see this year called Frida Pinto, who plays the love interest on the posters.
She's gorgeous.
The last reel, there's such a great kind of romantic last reel on this film that you think to yourself, oh, this film can't get any better.
Oh,
and then you just
then
you do this romantic kind of bit at the end that just says to yourself, you know what, Danny Boyle knows his stuff. Like I said, it's a really, really great film. I mean, the BAFTAs are on the 8th of February, and I would assume that this film is almost certainly going to pick up a Best Picture nomination and the award in that as well.
This is Colourful Radio.